Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
It is Big Willie 105.5. Thank you so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays here also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1, 100.9, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Hold on, I've got a frog in my throat yet again. Damn amphibians. In any event, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, click River Talk 100.1, 100.9, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 is the force multiplier of truth. I love that. All right, if you just joined us, first I want to apologize for the last hour and 45 minutes. It was not pretty. It was not pretty. It was intense. It was raw. It was absolutely raw. That's one thing about me. I'm unvarnished. I'm just as raw as it gets. I have no pretense. I can't even pretend to be something that I'm not. I don't even know what I am half the time. But that's the bottom line. You know what you heard. This is the way it is here. Big Willie, 105.5. This is it. All right. So there is an organized campaign to cause financial ruin for me, my business, Dimitri 2020 LLC. I absolutely have to believe it is organized by some very angry, far out leftists that are probably, I think, strong likelihood are part of the ragtag Marxist misfits that are protesting every few weeks outside the McDonald's in Elm Grove, how much they hate Trump. Trump's a Nazi. Elon Musk has got to be deported and this, that, and the, I mean, you know, crazy, just crazy, you know, hyper-leftist stuff, really disturbing. I sometimes wonder about their mental health of some of these people who are so into the trans thing that it's just, I don't know. Anyway, so they've organized this campaign to go after my sponsors to cause financial ruin for my business. Because without my sponsors, Dimitri 2020 LLC we go bankrupt. We have no income. We go bankrupt. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy me, try to ruin me. So the names again. In fact, there's one name I didn't have time to mention. So let me go over these names again. If you know any of these people, tell me, but not on the air. Do not call our hotline here, 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Do not call with the information because I don't want it to be broadcast. I want to make sure that everything checks out to make sure that we have the right names with the right information so I can get a sense of who's behind all of this. They're trying to financially ruin me is what they're trying to do. And if they do that, then I'm not going to be on the air. So they silence me by financially ruining me. So they're sending all these letters out by email to my sponsors and other station sponsors. Anyone, it's just unbelievable. And they all pretty much say the same thing, different paragraphs. And at the end, it's, I urge you to consider whether continuing sponsorship of Vassal RSN, Big Willie 105.5, aligns with your brand's values. It's worrying that your brand is being used to legitimize or support conduct that many feel is harmful, especially toward the voices of young women in the community. I have no idea what that means. The voices of young women in the community. What the hell does that even mean? Many community members are paying close attention to how companies respond to moments like this. Thank you for your time, for reading, and your consideration to think about this situation. Thank you. This one is an Amy Essington. Amy is A-M-Y, and Essington is E-S-S-I-N-G-T-O-N. Do you know an Amy Essington? I knew of a Brandon Essington a few years ago with Murray. I think it was Murray, the coal company, Murray, I think. Maybe related, maybe not. I don't know. But if you know anything about an Amy Essington, message me with this information or a Nicole Morgan. These are people who signed these messages to my sponsors saying, in essence, you know, don't you dare think about advertising with Dimitri or even on Big Willie 105.5 because we're coming after you. Nicole Morgan, N-I-C-H-O-L-E, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. The email address is nicole.morgan11@gmail.com. Do you know who that is? Message me. Who is this person? William McKinley. I know. Assassination, long time ago, probably somebody else. McKinleyWC@gmail.com. McKinleyWC@gmail.com. I get the sense all of these were just made up Gmail accounts at the end, but I could be wrong. An Emily Teachout, T-E-A-C-H-O-U-T, Emily Teachout. And that email address is teachout.em@gmail.com. Community means care. Now, which one is this? Oh, a Jasmine Donnell, J-A-S-M-I-N-E-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. And the address is jasmine.donnell@gmail.com. Many community members are paying close attention to how companies respond in moments like this. It's all the same letter with a few variations, but essentially it's all the same letter. And of course, the reporter for the newspaper, which again, I've got to believe the publisher, billionaire Bob, is very happy with this, having one of his reporters do the heavy lifting, do the dirty work. He now has one, well, I shouldn't say he has, but my guess is, let me rephrase this. One of his reporters is now reaching out to my sponsors trying to ruin Dimitri 2020 LLC, trying to ruin me financially. This is a reporter for the newspaper, this Niam Kumi, niamdude@gmail.com, niamdude@gmail.com, a reporter. Can you imagine a reporter for Bob Nutting's newspapers, reaching out to sponsors, trying to destroy my business? Here it is. Do you know? Oh, the same one, Nicole Morgan. We got that one. Do you know, McKinley? Oh, here's the last one. This was unbelievable, this one. Holy God. Do you know an Alexis Morris? A-L-E-X-I-S Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. Alexa, I'm assuming it's a woman, goes on and on and on and pretty ones, legitimized support, sincerely, Alexis Morrison. They don't have their signatures about, you know, their addresses or, you know, where they work or anything like that. And it's sent out to not only my advertisers, but also my credit union, also to banks and other advertisers. It's unbelievable. Do you know an Alexis Morris, A-L-E-X-I-S Morris? And I responded, looking at this, I was like, lost my mind. This is on Facebook. I responded, you are destroying my reputation and ruining me financially. The response I got? Alexis Morris. You know who this person is? Give me the background. Where does this person work? What's the real story here? And if you can figure out who is the mastermind, the brains behind this campaign to destroy my advertiser, to destroy my business, we would love to know that for a number of different reasons. You know, it's one thing. It's one. And I'll talk more. I'm going to talk more about this other stuff, which I brought up earlier. Because it is important, there's no question about the Ohio Attorney General accepting a proposed constitutional amendment to eliminate property taxes. This is going to be so huge. I've got to have a special show just on this one. And an Ohio lawmaker has reintroduced a bill to restrict drag queen performances to adult venues. So we should not have a drag queens or Playboy bunnies reading children's books to children at a library. I think that is depraved, whether you're heterosexual or not heterosexual. Having any adult read anything sexual or have any sort of introduce, let me rephrase this, introducing any sort of sexual theme to children. Reading them books at a library is, to me, on a scale of depravity that I can't even state. And it doesn't matter if you're heterosexual, you're a Playboy bunny, or if you're a penthouse pet, or if you're a Hooters waitress, or a drag queen, or anything else. An adult with a sexual theme of any sort, reading books to our children at a library? Why are we even having this discussion? So thank goodness for that. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, fine. So I want to thank all the people. Oh, wait, more people are calling to vote. Hold on a second. Yes, hi. You're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name? How do you vote?
This is Susan, and I vote no. I think the pictures were beautiful, and I think your intentions were good, and I think you should leave them up.
All right. Thank you very much, Susan. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to close off the voting here. We just don't have any more time. I apologize to all the other people who are trying to reach us right now, but we're just running out of time. I'm sorry. We have enough phone lines, I think. I mean, I hope you didn't get too many busy signals, but everybody wanted to participate in this thing. We must have had about 15 different calls that got through, and I'm sure there are many that did not. But all right, look, I have no idea if they're going to allow me back on Monday here on Big Willie 105.5, or for that matter, if they're going to continue my show with the encore presentations on River Talk. I certainly hope so. You know, these are nice people, these are good people, but it's also a business. And if they decide that, no, this is really too much controversy, we don't have a stomach for this, we need to get rid of Dimitri. Well, it wouldn't be the first time in my career that the management has said, oh, yeah, you know, we want you to stir it up. We want to do it. We want to do that. And then as soon as I do, it's like, oh, no, we didn't mean that. So I literally don't know if this is going to be my last show or not. My guess is they're going to, hold on a second here. My guess is they're going to air the encore presentations Thursday and Friday. And after that, I don't know if you'll hear me and see me on Monday on Big Willie 105.5 or the Facebook or anything else. I hope so. Certainly hope so. But I don't know. There's an organized campaign. And thank goodness this one woman had the courage to say no to it. But how many others have said yes? Bye.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.
proud. I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this.